Morning, Spa Church. Hope you had a good night's rest. Hope you're ready for another good time in God's Word here this morning. Of course, we're still in the book of James, looking at James chapter 1, and we're in verse 22 to 25. Here's what it says. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Interesting, they say man. And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forget what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, will be blessed in what he does. Now, guys, I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but, you know, sometimes Michelle comes up to me and says something to me and I said, yeah, I get it. And then I walk away and I totally forget. Or she comes and says something to me and I say, you never said that. Well, the truth is she did say it. And you know, the thing is, I probably heard it, but I wasn't really listening. So the thing is, it's the same when it comes to the Word of God. It's one thing just to look into it, but it's another thing to live it out. See, going to a church and listening to a good sermon or listening to a good Bible study is not what's going to make you strong or change you. It's being obedient to what is being said. Someone once said, too many Christians mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. James said, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Then he uses an illustration that every woman on this planet, maybe most women on this planet understands, and that is the illustration of a mirror. Now, the main purpose of owning a mirror is to make sure you look presentable, that there's no green things in your teeth or anything like that, to make sure that you're neat and clean. And see, it's the same thing with the mirror of God's word. We see ourselves as we really are. But there's some mistakes when we look into this mirror. It's some mistakes that we make. The first one is we just take a quick glance at ourselves. We look at the Word of God, we read it, we fulfill our obligation, but we don't necessarily apply it to who we are. You see, what is this verse saying to me? Is it something, where does it apply to me? How can I use it to change me? And it's important that we don't just take a quick glance. The second mistake we often make is we forget what we see. And that's what James is talking about. We take the Bible, we put it on our shelf, and we leave it at home, and we go through our day, and we completely forget what God told us to apply that day. Folks, James used the illustration of a mirror. Can you imagine if you walked away from your mirror and you couldn't remember if you had red hair or brown hair or no hair? Obviously, you remember what you look like. And it's got to be the same thing with God's word. We look at it, we apply it, we live it out. We don't forget it. The third mistake we make is we don't obey it. See, there's one thing to read it and say, yeah, that's great. And I'm sure that applies to so-and-so over there or whatever. And we can't wait to tell our wife or somebody else about it. Well, maybe, just maybe, it's for us. And you know, if we don't apply it, we don't receive the blessing. It's so obvious. Your child comes to the dinner table, his hands are completely dirty, and you say to him, go wash your hands. Well, he says, no. Well, if he doesn't wash his hands, he doesn't eat dinner. Why do we think it's going to be any different if we don't apply what's in God's word? So let's live out what God has laid out for us in his words. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for the wonders of your word. I pray in Jesus' name you would help us to live it out, to not just see it and put it on the shelf, but to live it out today, to live it out this week, to learn from you and to apply it. In your name, amen. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Enjoy a little bit of fresh air if you can. And let's not forget to pray for those that are on the front lines right now, our doctors, nurses, and so forth, that are doing their very best to help those that have this virus. God bless you.